are pulling work away from
hey, old man.
Network.
So we
now, an official question
just survived and went through the first big anniversary of Austin's passing. Kind of gave me a glimpse into what is, you know, in store for our anniversary of your passing. And the thing about it is, Carrie put it and framed it right when she thought about how many cool things had happened, not only in the family, but in the world over the last year. And I was thinking how cool that is to put all of that into perspective. For instance, the fact that it would have been so cool to have known that you would have seen and experienced the Obama election, which was altogether so cleansing and right and good, and just showed the flourishing colors that this country can exhibit. And then I was thinking last night with the Super Bowl, probably one of the best Super Bowls I've ever seen, best finishes, and I was thinking it was the first Super Bowl that you hadn't seen, and it was probably one of the best ones. Then I was thinking last year with Austin when he passed, the New England Patriots played, and he was from New England, and it was a big deal. So, but at any rate, I don't know. This is a rather cloudy little time. I think Miles is probably over that little hump of getting crazy. Last night he did it again, and it seems like I feel like I get a little better equipped at dealing with it, but I don't know what to do sometimes when you get to that point, you know. I think I do, and I'm trying to help him not do that and prevent from getting to that point, but he just turns into a rabid raccoon that's trying to get put into a car or a cage. It's just bizarro. You know, and sometimes he doesn't do it, and then other times he does. It's like there's no rhyme or reason. There's no real ingredient mix that works, so we're just going to have to charge harder and figure out what the hell's going on. That's about it. I don't know what the hell else is going on other than the Michael Phelps, the swimmer dude, got caught smoking out of a big pipe, smoking some dope, and there's this big fervor, and it's like, you know what? People, I mean, celebrities and people fucking do that shit. They just have better publicists that shield them from shit like that, getting, you know, pictures taken and shit like that. And it's just like, you know what? People deserve to let their fucking hair down. Leave the fucking guy alone. Vince said he had to apologize and say that he was young and reckless, as if that's fucking news to anybody. You know, it's just the way that kid is. So, anyway, as I passed by the quick and tasty Mecca of dollar sandwiches and Quick Trips on the heels of the Phelps story, enjoy your day, pal.